While Canada's East Coast is well known for its strong roots music tradition, the West Coast roots music scene is too often neglected or underappreciated. That won't be the case at the Tidemark Theatre on Thursday, May 22nd, when Back to the Garden, a West Coast roots music celebration, takes to the stage with a great collection of talented musicians, including 5440's Neil Osborne. Back to the Garden is the brainchild of well-known Vancouver Island musicians Daniel Lapp and Doug Cox. I spoke to them recently about the show and the great collection of artists who will be part of it. Here's Back to the Garden music director, Daniel Lapp.
Neil has always had a penchant. I don't know how to say that word, to be honest with you, but I know what it means. For country music and alt country as well. Kind of crossover rockabilly country, and he's always had a finger in that. He has recorded some of his own material that wasn't 5440 material. He has a bag full of songs. This is a masterful songwriter, and often, artists get not pigeonholed, but they focus on one project, and that's how we make a living often in this business. But that one project doesn't necessarily represent all the types of things that you're interested in musically. And I think that's true for Neil. You know, he loves his band, and what a band, what a history. But he's got bags of songs that 5440 weren't going to record because they just didn't fit the mold, so as of recently, in Victoria, Neil has formed a new trio. He's starting to take gigs at festivals and various places with a non 5440 lineup, doing some of this other material, and that's some of the material you'll hear at this concert. But you can also expect to hear at least one or two 5440 hits.
How did you become the music director for Back to the Garden?
Well, the project took its roots in Victoria. Our little tour sort of spawned from the first gig that came about, and that's as part of the McPherson and Royal Theatre Centennial Celebrations, which are happening this spring in Victoria. And so I met with the musical producer of that event, and we talked about lots of different ideas for genres of music and ways to celebrate the McPherson and the Royal Theatre in Victoria through, their history, but also celebrating sort of the local Victoria history, island history. And after a couple meetings with him and brainstorming and me just sort of sharing some of my connections with him, names and suggestions, and he decided, his name is Josh Keller, And he decided that he would like me to sort of produce and be the music director for the Roots show in Victoria. So when that started to take shape, I got pretty excited about it. I was thinking that we shouldn't just do one show. There's going to be a lot of effort put into this. And I know we're going to have a great time, and we're going to want to do more than one show. And so, you know, Doug Cox has a history in Victoria, so he was, you know, on my list for the Victoria show. And when I was talking to him, then we talked about the possibility of doing a show up, you know, in that part of the island. And then we also talked to the theater in Nanaimo about the possibility there. So all of a sudden we got a little three-show tour happening, taking shape.
Of course, Daniel Lapp has played with just about everybody, including Adam Dobre, an acoustic guitar virtuoso who comes to us from stints with varied artists and groups, including Scrooge McDuck, Ruth Moody, Dustin Bentall, and Oliver Swain. Dobre will also be on stage for Back to the Garden, as will Swain. Here's a great live track of Lapp and Dobre, along with Adrian Dolan on the accordion, when they opened for none other than the Chieftains in Cape Breton in 2012. Doug Cox is a remarkable musician, but he wears other impressive hats as well. He's well known as the artistic director for the Vancouver Island Music Fest, and he's recently joined the Tidemark Theatre Board of Directors.
Well, Daniel just called me and asked me if I play, and he said that there would be the one date at the McPherson, and I said, of course, I'd love to, because it's a lot of these folks I played with a lot when I lived in Victoria, I guess almost 20 years ago now. And at that time, we were all playing regular weekly gigs at Pagliacci's Restaurant and the Georgian Dragon and numerous other places. So the chance to meet up with everybody again after all these years was just too good to say no to. And then after that, they booked the show in Nanaimo, and I thought, well, you know, the more shows we can do in a really tight time period with that group of people, the better, because it takes a lot of coordination to put together that many musicians, and it's unusual for them all to be available, you know, for a long period of time. So we originally talked about sort of keeping all our calendars open for a couple of weeks to see if we could do a date in Vancouver and maybe even further, but that's almost impossible to do with this gang because everybody's so busy, you know. And then the chance to do something with my Music Fest hat on as a collaboration between Music Fest in Campbell River was really exciting to me, too, because, of course, a lot of our Music Fest supporters come from Campbell River, and the town of Campbell River just seemed so supportive towards the Tidemark Theatre that I thought, wow, what a great partnership to try and build a stronger bridge there as well.
Who else have we got here on the list? Longtime Victorian, but from Hollywood, Rick May.
Yeah, Rick is one of my favorite musicians of all time, and he's also a really good guy, and our history goes way back. We wrote a song together called I Like to Slide that I recorded on my second CD with Alan McElwain as a duet. But Rick moved to Victoria in the late 80s, I think, and started a coffee shop there called Java right on Johnson Street that ended up being sort of the hottest roots music club for the years that it was open. And while he was doing that, he was playing with all sorts of folks in Victoria. We played together in the Sidewalk Blues Band, and he played in a lot of groups that I was in. But he also, at the same time, was doing things like working with the guys from Devo and the Mark Allman Band. And, I mean, he even played with Michael Jackson on the Dirty Diana video. Rick's the bass player on that. Rick's just a lovely guy and one of the most sought-after bass players in Canada. I know he played with Sass Jordan for a long time. He's played with Mae Moore for a long, long time. Always busy and really super inventive.
And here's some of Rick Mae playing with Mae Moore.
Well, Mae is another Canadian icon who is originally from PEI, who's put roots down on the West Coast, lived in Victoria for quite a few years out in Souk. You know, she's been an important part of our roots scene in Victoria. A lot of great musicians from Victoria have been able to play with her, tour with her. You know, a few of her albums were recorded on the West Coast, so it's been her projects have been projects for a few of us. You know, her songs, a lot of her songs that she recorded years ago are still pretty regular on radio, and you know, she's got some loyal fans across the country and beyond. She's just a wonderful person. She's still writing new songs all the time. She also paints, a big part of what she does as an artist. Living on Pender Island now and still touring. Mae doesn't fly. She's got you know, her heels in the ground to do her tours through by land. She did a great tour. I think she really enjoyed it, doing the Via Rail experience, stopping in communities along the railway line from all the way from here to Halifax. She did that last year. You know, so she still keeps a profile out there in the industry, releasing new songs, new recordings. I'm really excited to have her on the bill to sort of represent that, you know, kind of roots pop, I guess, for lack of a better word there, side of songwriting. She'll definitely bring a unique element to the show.
We've got Carolyn Mark.
Yes.
Adding that alt-country flavor to the proceedings.
You bet. And much more. You know, Carolyn is a personality, great character, certainly a fine musician, of course. That's mostly what got her this gig, an invitation. But anyone that's worked with Carolyn knows that she brings a lot more to the stage than just her music. She's got an incredible wit, and it's just a fun person to be around. She jumps in with both feet. with things that she does, and so I'm really excited to have her on stage to back her up on her songs, but also see what she brings to the stage and just to the whole ambience and environment.
Also in the lineup is Oliver Swain, Victoria acoustic music scene for sure.
Yeah, and Oliver's a wonderful roots music musician who's, I think, mostly known for his kind of old-time music. He's a fantastic singer. He's got a high tenor voice, just a hauntingly beautiful voice, and he's a bass player and a banjo player. And his most recent project is a tribute to Leonard Cohen that he's just about to start touring around with, which I'm really looking forward to hearing. But he's kind of become a staple of the Victoria music scene, I would say over the last 10 or 15 years, maybe. I believe he was also a member of the Bills for a while. And I'm not sure if this is right, but I think he was actually an original member of Scrooge McDuck as well, which later on became the Ducks. And I can't remember if that's true or not, but I think it is. But he's played Music Fest before with his group a few years ago, and he also tried to start a folk festival down in Victoria over the last couple of years, which unfortunately didn't fly, but I heard that it was a wonderful event, too. So it's kind of cool what Daniel's done, because he's taken some of the older musicians from Victoria, like the days that I was playing down there, but he's also added some of the newer ones as well. He's got a great lineup.
So it kind of sounds as though Mr. Lapp is going to put you folks through the paces and make you earn your keep, as he has a reputation of doing when he brings various talents together. This is going to be special.
I think so. I mean, any time I've worked with Daniel, it's always really made me grow as a player and respect him for his vision, you know. And when you do something like this and somebody's taking the reins as Daniel is as the musical director, you really do have to kind of try and zone in on what that person's vision is and try to help make that come true, you know. And that's kind of the role of a side person anyways. But I have so much respect for Daniel, and have you know, seen him in so many different musical situations, that I'm just really happy to be going along for the ride and seeing all my friends again.
And you two go back quite a ways.
We do. We go back to the early 90s, I think. Maybe even the late 80s. And I can't remember the first time we played together. But we had a band called the Big Swang Theory that used to play at Pagliacci's on Sunday nights in Victoria. And then Daniel's played on numerous recordings that I've been on. And we've also taught together at guitar camps and music camps and that kind of thing. So we seem to come together every 2 or 3 years for something or other. Either we're both playing on someone else's CD, or I've had him play on quite a few of my CDs, or we just end up at a music camp together or that kind of thing. And it's been a real joy to watch him in his musical path over the years and see how many things he's done. You know, he's thought of mostly as a fiddler still, I think, but he's got a gorgeous voice. He is a really brilliant, brilliant musician.
You know, there's no shortage of ideas when you're talking to Doug. He's a man of action, and really, he gets things done. We all admire Doug for the music that he's made, but also the other hats that he wears, and wears with such confidence and such grace. You know, he always seems to be at ease. That may or may not be true, but I know when we talk about Doug Cox among musicians, you know, one of the things that always comes up is just what a gentle fella he is, and such a nice guy, and yet really gets things done. So, looking forward to working with Doug on this.
A nice guy who gets things done.
Yeah. We're talking music business here, so that doesn't always happen.
Here's Doug Cox and the incomparable Amos Garrett. Life is so peculiar.
He's always that guitar.
Uh-huh.
It's so peculiar.
Sure is.
A bird can usually sing.
Not around me.
Carnivore. A pearl is made by an oyster.
New Orleans.
Rampart Street. You can't be sure of things.
When I get tired of resting, there's nothing to do but walk.
Nah, walking, walking.
When I don't care to listen, there's nothing to do but talk.
Keep your big mouth shut.
When I'm up in the airplane, there's nothing to do but fly.
Mm-hmm.
Life is so peculiar, but I often wonder why. Whoa, life.
Father, do everyone.
Is so peculiar.
Sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife.
Definitely.
Yes.
Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
You lost the cabbage. A husband should have a wife. Yes, life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
One more, Ron.
That's life.
How about you, mate?
That's life.
Hand it over, Phil.
That's life.
On the playlist, we have Yvonne Hernandez. You go way back with her. She's a 5-time Grand North American Fiddle Champion. She's played with just about everybody. She kind of got her start with you, did she not?
Well, I was, I certainly met her in the early days, like when she was 4. And we met at the Luxton Fair just outside of Victoria. And, you know, we were friends from then on. She had a great passion right from an early age for the violin. And, you know, so I sort of kept my eye on her and, you know, we'd see each other around town. And then when she was about 10 or 11, that's when I started the BC Fiddle Orchestra 20 years ago. She was, you know, one of the first on that list of kids that was going to be part of that group. And she's had an incredible career, she's just moved back to Victoria after being in Boston for 8 years. And so we're really excited to have her back at home. She's still, you know, extremely active, more than ever, sort of on an international scene, traveling through Europe and doing lots of different gigs. Focused, you know, as of late on her project called Fretless, which, of course, also features Trent Freeman from your neck of the woods there. Another master, young masterful fiddle player who spent some time in Boston as well.
Also on stage will be renowned piper and drummer James Troy, as well as jazz and electronic keyboardist Danwell Tate.
And this is kind of a magical thing that Daniel does. Daniel Lapp is the musical director of this whole thing. And he's really good at picking a group of musicians that aren't just going to sort of sit there and play their songs and then sit on stage and not do anything. There's going to be a real band going on here, and I'm sure he's going to throw some challenges at all of us. So the musical exchange that's going to happen on stage is going to be really exciting.
Well, and this is something that is quite unique. It's not as though you see that on stage all that often when you're going to a musical event. The Vancouver Island Music Fest has its workshop moments, but generally speaking, if I'm going out to see a band, I have certain expectations of what songs they're going to play. And I don't get to see this almost seat-of-the-pants creativity and the collaboration of so many different interests coming together.
Yeah, it's a workshop dream band that he's put together for this project. I mean, for folks that know Music Fest, that know that sort of the magical moments that have happened on the Grierson stage, this is kind of taking that and highlighting it a little bit. Plus, we're going to have a few rehearsals too. So, and Daniel's asked all of the different people involved to submit 3 or 4 songs that they want to do, and then he's going to kind of pick some sort of order that would make it really cohesive and interesting, and I imagine we'll be all over the musical map.
You know, this show will be fairly organized as far as our song list. We'll definitely hit the stage with a set list and a rehearsal or two maybe under our belts, but there's no doubt that there's going to be some spontaneous combustion up there, which is going to be which will ignite some creative ideas and some not to be missed moments on stage, and probably not to be repeated. Some of them, you know, they'll happen once, and we'll talk about it for you know, whenever we get together after that. You know, it's without a doubt that there's going to be some magical moments and things that you can't rehearse. They'll just happen on stage, and we're all excited about that.
The wonder and the beauty of live music.
You got that right, and you know, that's why we play and continue to play and have played for years, and we'll continue to play for years more, God willing. For those moments, and you know, it's hard to create these moments when it's just you on stage, or when you're just in a band that you tour with all the time. You know, that's not necessarily going to happen every night, but we expect that there'll be quite a few of those moments here with this cast of characters who've never played together like this before and may never do this again. These 3 shows will probably be the only 3 shows that this group does. I mean, you know, it's exciting that everyone was available for these 3 dates, and it'll be a rare time that we are.
Certainly, we are looking forward to seeing you and the rest on the Tidemark Theater stage coming up May 22nd. Daniel, thank you so much for taking so much time to talk with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Dan. Thanks for your help in getting the word out. I think Back to the Garden will be a unique experience for the audience and the musicians.
Back to the Garden takes to the Tidemark Theatre stage at 8 p.m. on Thursday, May 22nd. This is a licensed event, so you must be at least 19 years of age. You can get tickets at the box office or online at tickets.tidemarktheatre.com. The show plays Friday, May 23rd at the McPherson Theatre in Victoria and Sunday, May 25th at the Port Theatre in Nanaimo. My thanks to Daniel Lapp and Doug Cox for the chat. I'm Dan McLennan. Thanks for listening.